Mickey and Gus remind you of the patience that a fat, dog-eared book stands for, of the wait a cooling mug of piping hot coffee puts you through, and of the longing a favorite worn-out pair of jeans drills into you. Netflix just released the third season of its much-talked-about show by Judd Apatow, and if you've been watching it all this while, you know what I'm talking about. The lead pair's bond is quite an unlikely one. They don't binge on each other. They strive hard in the emotionally apocalyptic world of theirs to do it right and stick it out. I'm not going to get into the storyline and give away spoilers. Maybe they end up together, maybe they don't. There are three beefy seasons and a lot happens. There are a lot of delightful characters too, pottering about on the periphery. But the little things are the ones that keep you hooked. Mickey is a recovering addict who smokes a chimney a day, wears a deadpan look the best, and has absolutely no hoots to give about social cues. Gus, on the other hand, is an aspiring writer, wears an awkward laugh the best, and has quite a few tiringly polite hoots to give about social cues. He's the kind who would hold his breath, smile at you, and initiate a conversation in an elevator you've just farted in, because his reflexes feel obligated to fill the silence and make up for the awkwardness. Gillian Jacobs plays a nonchalant Mickey who looks like an effortless oil painting, while Gus, played by Paul Rust, as pointed out to Mickey in a bar, looks like a child has drawn him. They get miffed at each other over little things, but the larger ones somehow seamlessly weave themselves into the bulletproof pull that keeps them together. They shout their lungs out at each other when one catches a contagious flu from the other, but they end the day in the bathroom, crouch next to the commode, arms around each other, waiting for the next bout of vomiting to start. They are always on the verge of messing up, and 9 out of 10 times, both fall off the wagon. If Mickey's social filters are teetering on the cusp of self-destruction, Gus's nice guy image slips every now and then, which leads to both of them confronting each other, and it leads to uneasy ones. Gus would rather diffuse situations and avoid face-offs with white lies and sugar-coated counterviews, while Mickey would probably yank a pacifier off a baby's mouth to make a point about how life sucks, truth is bitter, and love is tough. Why are they together then? Nothing remarkable happens between them that would give you a cue. Both are damaged to an acceptable degree. Both are cornered into making amends every now and then. They are a regular, unlikely couple with no tragic fault in their stars. Then, what keeps them together? Well, an imperceptible longing, and perhaps one that cancels out each other's flaws. If Gus is a tiring pacifist and Mickey is a reincarnation of a certain finger on my hand, Judd Apatow's made sure he weaves magic by getting a detonator to a ticking bomb and making them fall in love with each other. They have each other to get back home to, and that works like magic. Watch Love, just to have a chance, like I did, to not be able to explain what keeps Mickey and Gus together.